Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Like I've been saying for weeks now, go support them. They support us. They help us out. They're helping out the whole network. Let them clothe you. Let them wrap their cotton arms around you and embrace it like a man or a woman or anyone. They're also going to be at the Warped Tour date in Cleveland, so go check it out because Sean will be there handing out copies of Let's Have a Good Day for free. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony. You know I have second sense on that.
You know I have seconds. That's my favorite one so far. Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, that's good. That was a strong entrance, sir. we've been away for about 9 days. So okay, I thought we were going with the Bueller reference. There's been a lot of news coming out lately, man. I got a decent amount of game news too. Not a ton of stuff, but things that I'm into. So
boy, you got some game news?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this new trailer that dropped for a little game called Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Oh yeah, playing the fucking antagonist.
Yeah, so they're going to have a campaign mode is what I was getting to.
Yeah.
Unlike fucking Star Wars Battlefront 1, which is the reason why I bought that piece of shit Xbox One you see in front of you that rarely works.
I do see it.
Yeah, it's giant and dumb and awful.
It is a stupid-looking dumb box.
God damn it forever. But this game looks fucking insanely good. I guess it starts with you trying to take down Death Star 2 from Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Not take down, defend.
Defend it.
Thank
from
you.
From takedown, yeah.
Because you are, hold on, I had the dude's name here a second ago.
You are an Imperial something.
You're it's like the black Imperial TIE fighter person.
Like a fucking TIE assassin.
Yeah, I think that's his name, TIE assassin.
Yeah.
So,
TIE assassin.
It's Iden Versio.
Versio,
I don't know. But yeah, so you're going to have that, and you also hear that they're having the prequel saga.
Yeah, it's like all eras.
Everything.
Yeah.
Even up to The Last Jedi.
Yeah, like Ren and shit.
Yeah. Well, and Kylo, and it's probably planets from Last Jedi, because that's what they did last time. I think they released like Jakku and somewhere else that they went to for Battlefront 1. Before the movie came out, because this comes out like November.
That's his name, right? Kylo Ren?
Kylo Ren, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was like Ren, and you were like, yeah, and Kylo. And I was like, wait, Rey?
Oh, I thought, my
Kylo?
Bad. I thought you meant Rey. I'm an idiot.
Why do they have such similar names?
Oh,
fuck you.
Damn them forever. Let's call him Ben. Okay, so Ben and Rey. No. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, it comes out November 17th of this year. And I'm actually really excited for this. How'd you like Battlefront 1? Not the actual first one, but the one that made for the next gen console, sir.
I mean, I played it a bit, but I didn't have it, so I didn't really get into it, so I was never good at it.
Did you go all balls deep on the beta?
Yeah,
you and I played it a little bit.
We played the beta a bit, and then I played it like probably cumulatively like for like 3 hours after that.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, I might even be less than that.
Yeah.
I was so unthrilled by that game, and I was so bummed because, that, like I said, the only reason why I bought that motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
But that's one of my favorite game franchises like ever made.
Yeah,
ever.
They're a fucking blast.
Yeah. Ah, nice. Good one, dude. It's a real good time. Okay, so
zinger.
That was good. But yeah, so I got really stoked on that. And then I see Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah, man. That trailer officially drops like in like 2 days.
Yeah, April 26th, I believe.
Yeah, man. I mean, I guess if they keep claiming that they're going back to their roots, they'd be going back to really, really fucking good games.
Yeah, people are like, can you please take away the exoskeletons and the double jumping and the wall climbing and the fucking wall running? Like, this isn't parkour.
Spaceship shitbag fucking, like, it's more about the zombies than it is the fucking gameplay.
I think the trailer for Infinite War had more dislikes than it did likes on YouTube.
Can we get Brad Pitt to be the bad guy and pay him $10 million
instead of
focusing on the game?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
More dislikes than likes on YouTube for a game trailer.
That's a bummer.
That's a huge thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, they're going back to World War II. This release date is for November 3rd, which got me very excited. And I'm guessing this is like, because Battlefront 1 trailer dropped, like, I don't know, a few weeks after Infinite Warfare or whatever. And everyone was like, fuck, yeah. Am I saying that right? Battlefield, my bad.
Battlefield 1, yeah.
Yeah, that game looked insane. I never played it, though.
I mean,
you?
Their trailer has to redeem itself. That trailer has to, like, work from the bottom and, like, gain popularity just because of how absolutely like authentic and dope and fucking like raw it feels. It can't look like a fucking flyby fucking hotshot stupid Halo bullshit game.
It's funny because it has to look like Battlefield 1 trailer.
It really has to be as tough and fucking gritty as Battlefield 1.
I was blown the fuck away by it, but I don't like the playability on Battlefield. Well, at least I haven't in the past, so I never got into that game anyways.
I beat Battlefield 1. It's a fucking fun game.
Really?
Oh my god, so fun.
Like everything, like the shooting and stuff like that's good in it? Because that's what I didn't like. I like the COD shooting better than I do the Battlefield.
Well, because the COD shooting was always like a smaller scale and it was simple and... It's like a fucking baby version of you know, training wheels, and it's like,
called,
give me my binky,
dumb,
boop, boop, bop, bop.
All right. so save up your pennies, people, because fucking Call of Duty World War II and Star Wars Battlefront 2 are coming out.
They're dropping.
November, both of them, 3rd and the 17th. Now, that wasn't all the news I have to
tell you. There's another surprise.
Yeah, Alien Covenant, motherfucker.
What?
Alien Covenant International TV spot teases Engineer Apocalypse.
Yeah, people were like, is it the new Alien Covenant or is it Prometheus 2?
Well, I think that they're doing a
bit of both.
Well, they're thinking that this is going to be a flashback where David is at the Android.
That's cool.
Like, yeah, they leave the planet, they show their story and that, and then they have a new movie with the new Xenomorph that is...
Yeah, that's dope.
It shows him dropping... all the black goo pods onto, like, the engineer's, like, planet.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Just murdering them all.
That's why that shit was so off-world. Like, they're, like, put it on this fucking deserted nothing planet.
No, their whole, I guess, like, the whole thing was about it is that they were trying to bring it to Earth and wipe out the humans.
But, yeah, that's why, but there was a reason why it was so, like, they didn't want to be anywhere near it if they didn't have to be. So, yeah.
Right. It's dangerous.
It's bad stuff. It's plutonium.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, that looks cool. I didn't even see the international trailer, but there's a... Here, I'm going to show you this little shot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at all those pods going right down.
But wait, in the fucking shadows of all those fucking pods dropping is an engineer, right?
That would be David.
That's David.
Yeah, dropping all of them on
them. That's frightening.
Yeah, it is.
That's a gnarly fucking frightening thought.
So they don't know how much of, like, the girl from the Dragon Tattoo, the main actress that was in Prometheus, they don't know how much of her role is in it or Michael Fassbender's, but, like, there might be, like, a flashback that that's what you see, and then the whole rest of the movie is way more like Alien.
Yeah.
So they'll give you more mythology and all that stuff towards engineers and, like, everything like that, but then go back into the whole, like, sci-fi horror version of Alien.
Yeah,
they're like trapped on a ship with a fucking Xenomorph,
which is fantastic.
It's a good thing, dude.
It's a very good thing. And when's that? That drops in like May, right?
I'm not sure when it drops.
Drops a hard May, hopefully.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. I didn't look hard enough, I guess.
Yeah. What else you got?
Let's see. I have 15 game sequels that were so much better than the originals.
Oh, cool.
But I wanted to ask you, what are some of your
Time Splitters 2?
Okay. I would go with Skate 2.
Mm-hmm.
Skate 3 was inferior to both.
Yes.
Portal 2?
Portal 2. Man, Portal's so dope. Yeah, Portal 2 really went a next level.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually on this list. So smart.
It's hard to say what was I thinking? Most of the, I think games are way, way better at doing better than their predecessor. Than like a film franchise is.
Yeah, but also think about
like,
well, yeah,
God usually, of War 2 to God of War 1.
Right, but okay, so usually what happens like with what I've felt with games is that a very game heavy episode. Marvel, you're welcome, Dan.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
all right, so it seems like usually the storyline declines in the second version of one.
Takes a big old hot shit.
Not in the movie, no, in a game, but usually the gameplay is way better and less clunky. Like,
yes.
Star Wars Force Unleashed comparatively to the Force Unleashed 2. What's up?
May 19th.
Oh, May 19th.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow, that's coming up, dude. Yeah, and what, May 5th is Guardians?
I mean, yeah, there's going to be some movies coming out, dude.
I think May 5th is Guardians. But yeah, so I feel like a lot of the games, like the gameplay of the games will get better throughout the franchise, but usually, Arkham City.
Yeah.
That was a better one. And even storyline-wise, even though Arkham was very strong.
City to Asylum.
Asylum City, yeah. And then they shit the bed on Origins. And
what
then I
else?
Heard that they came back to the helm with Knight, which I haven't played yet because My Xbox doesn't work. No, I'm kidding.
Cool.
I just don't have time.
What
else you got?
I don't know. Let me think.
Oh, geez. He's thinking.
Yeah, I know. I have to think. Give I can't me, just... Shit doesn't just pop up. It's not like you're asking me a fucking second. Number.
Arkham City's in this, too.
Like, pick them number 1 through 100. That's not what you're asking. You're asking me to pick what I genuinely think are better franchise second installments than the first. And I'm
well,
like,
shit.
I mean, all the games I know.
You like Final Fantasy, whatever the fuck?
Well, 1 to 2? No, I'm not into those.
No, I'm saying you like Final Fantasy like 7 or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a sequel to the game.
I mean, they're not related at all.
But they're in the franchise.
It's a weird thing. Final Fantasy's a weird thing. It's like, it's got the title, but it means nothing.
What about Resident Evil?
2 over 1? Fuck yeah.
Or 3 or 4 or 5.
Nah,
or however
fuck
fucking many they did.
4's dope too.
Okay. Yeah, see, like House of the Dead Overkill, I feel is a much better game and storyline than the original House of the Dead.
Two and three.
I haven't played the first one.
No, not that franchise. No. I guess second fucking yeah, most games. Like, what's your list say?
We got Super Mario Brothers 3, Mega Man 2, 3, and 4.
Wow.
Tony Hawk's Underground, which I don't agree with at all. Portal 2, Super Ghouls and Ghosts,
what?
Super Smash Bros. Melee, Super Metroid, Half-Life 2.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Zelda Link to the Past, and I would say Ocarina of Time.
That's like the fourth game, by the way.
What?
No, I guess they were just like different addendums. Never mind.
Well,
there was
like I said,
Half-Life, Half-Life Opposing Force, Half-Life Blue Shift.
Yeah, but I already said like Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, why did they say 3 instead of 2?
Because they're just saying in the. Didn't I just say the fucking
understand.
Thing about Resident Evil? You never do. Batman Arkham City.
Why are you asking me if it's a sequel?
Pokemon Gold / Silver, Team Fortress 2, which I've never even heard of.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, I would have put that on there.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 2. Ocarina of Time's a great game.
I know how to do it.
Resident Evil 4. And Street Fighter 2 is the best. That's number one.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. Which Soul Calibur do I like the most?
I liked 4.
That was the one with Yoda and Vader?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. Because you had the PlayStation and the Xbox versions.
Right, the Xbox came with Yoda, the PlayStation came with Vader.
I think I liked... I might have liked 3
maybe,
more than 4.
Yeah, wait, hold on. I had one for PlayStation, but like, 2...
Remember there was one with Spawn, there was one with...
I didn't have that one.
There's all kinds of... Like, there was a few of those things they pulled.
I'll go Soul Calibur 4. I like Soul Calibur 4.
Soul Calibur is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's a good game. That's a... Yeah, definitely an underrated fighting game for everyone being
yep.
like, fucking goddamn Mortal Kombat, right?
It's I
like,
love
yeah,
it,
geez.
Right?
I like big swords and knights that look like they're made of flesh.
Oh, dude. Ivy with her fucking blade whip.
Yeah, and her ass.
What an asshole, dude.
Oh, she was one of the worst.
Her and Valdo are fucking
Valdo's
assholes.
Valdo's the fucking worst. God damn. I was
fuck
like,
him.
This Marilyn Manson looking motherfucker coming
yeah.
at me.
Barry
I wish
fucker.
That they played Beautiful People when he was just annihilating you. Shane Black's Predator bumped to August 2018.
Well, get it done.
I cannot wait for this. And they're using practical effects in it. Which I think is a very cool thing, but I'm also kind of scared
it's
of it.
It's a super dope thing.
It is, but it could have been like, oh, that could have looked a little better. I don't know.
I think there's a time and a place for the practical.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you're doing it right, you can do it
right.
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I guess.
Did you watch, we watched Curse of Chucky.
Yeah.
We'll kind of.
That's one we did watch together.
We'll cross over real quick into weekly recommendations and rejections.
That was all. Yeah, you were telling me about
it's all
that.
Practical. Yeah,
besides like 1% of like gore, little teeny gore stuff.
Yeah, definitely. There were some CGI elements too,
yeah.
But for the most part, it was mostly practical. Now, how'd you feel about that?
I thought it was fine because it wasn't trying to be something it couldn't in practical effects.
Yeah,
it really didn't like. If you're going to say that the fucking, like, couch turns into a goddamn spider demon and attacks the whole room in broad daylight, maybe don't use practical fucking effects.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but instead it was like...
What movie is that from?
That was just me.
Whoa.
It was just me, dude.
You're a writer.
I'm so smart.
God damn.
I'm a so smart.
Huh.
For sure, I'm super smart.
Did you write Pan's Labyrinth?
No, that was...
You're so imaginative.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, you said that, right?
You keep touching my foot with your foot on...
You literally are taking up the entire space below
big,
the table.
Thick Dude.
That doesn't mean you can't cross your legs and put them behind your chair like a normal
table,
person.
Dude.
Oh, what, we'll sit at fucking Batman's fucking dining room?
That's tight, dude.
I don't have the room capacity for that. We don't have the house capacity for that.
We need to look for a long garage to record this in.
Yeah, finally we can podcast normally.
A 6 foot like wrestling table.
I'll have to have like a fucking 45 foot cord just to get your cables over there.
I'll spend the $9 on a new one.
Yeah, that won't break ever. Jesus Christ. Like a 20-foot monster cable runs you like $50 a piece.
Why would I buy a monster cable? These are not monster cables.
No.
People, ladies and gentlemen, these are eBay cables.
No, these aren't eBay. These are from Amazon. That one came with some... That doesn't matter. This
I know. I'm bored already.
You're always bored. He's sleeping. Oh, geez. I think that's all the new... Oh, I did read somewhere that there might be a Kingsman Deadpool crossover.
Oh, they're in the same thing?
Kinda, I guess. I don't know.
What,
I don't
fun, gory movie?
No, I think they're both owned by Fox.
Oh.
And I also think that Marv is a sub thing of Marvel. You know how like Marv comes up for Kick-Ass and Kingsman?
Oh, yeah. Okay, for sure just don't blend your shit together because you own it.
Yeah, or
if I have apples and I have oatmeal, I really don't want to grind those two together. I'd rather just eat them separate.
Wouldn't applesauce and oatmeal be like really good together?
No.
They're both like mushy shit.
That's gross.
Both. Do you like oatmeal?
Yeah, but I don't put anything in it.
Isn't that what like horses eat? Oats?
Yeah, it's like oats and grains, yeah.
That's weird.
It just like fills my belly for like, you know, like make a poop.
That does just sound like you're eating like liquid shit.
Well, yeah, it's like the Matrix. It's I got all the amino acids and nutrients the body needs.
Well done. Okay, you got any news?
I'm like Tank. Or Dozer from The Matrix.
Yeah, I would compare you to both of those.
You're like Cypher.
Oh, I'm the bad one? I just want to taste steak again.
Well, Mouse is too cool.
Throw me back in.
Dude, he was a pimp with his fucking double Tommy guns with the fucking drums on him, and he's looking at titties and shit.
Yeah, he's always looking at titties.
Yeah.
You like the girl in the red dress? I made her.
Yeah, dude. He's too cool for you.
Oh, so I'm Cypher, the guy that wanted to taste steak one more time in the fucking Matrix.
You could be Neo.
Really? I'm the one?
Yeah, but he's not the one. I think Agent Smith is, but...
I know, a lot of people think
but
that.
But you're kind of like, Keanu, like, I'm Paul.
Dude,
I'm Paul.
Whoa, follow the white rabbit, Keanu.
I bought an Xbox for one game.
Oh my god, like, I hope Battlefront 1 is the best thing ever. Oh, fuck, it's not.
Season Pass 79, I bought it.
Not even the system is good, fuck.
Joystick fell off my controller.
No, actually, the controllers have held up very well. The hardware seems strong.
It's sturdy system.
I feel like I could stand on it.
The thing's built like a fucking
icebox. It really is, but like I'll turn it on, and I'm like, can't wait to watch Netflix, and I hit Netflix. It's like, yeah, this took too long to open. Try again. I'm like,
wow.
What does that mean? I was like, why not just keep trying until it opens?
Just
asshole.
Infinitely try until I press back.
Yeah, and then like, and I'll be like, all right, well, I'll restart it. Then I'll turn it back on, then I'm not connected to the internet somehow. I check it, I'm like, we have full bars. I'm like, everything about you is so good.
We're just going to need to plug you right into the web.
What a good $300 paperweight I bought. Damn.
Someone want to buy an Xbox One? It's mint
for
condition.
$300.
For exactly $300.
I know you can buy them cheaper now, but I'm really trying to get my investment back. Shit's gone bad.
What were we talking about?
No idea.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, sure.
If you want to tweet us and tell us what we were talking about, you can reach us at I Can't Read.
Yeah, well, don't do that because we'll already post this episode and be done with the conversation.
Still, it would really help me.
Why?
I don't like having loose ends.
I don't know. You started comparing me to fucking Mouse and Neo and shit and saying I wasn't cool enough to be Mouse.
That seems like stuff we just said. I'm thinking before then, but continue.
Well, we were talking about games that were cooler. And then we were talking about Deadpool and Kingsman. That's what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, don't mix your shit together.
Yeah, we already went through that. Okay, cool. Glad we fucking wrapped that one up.
You guys just went through a paradox.
Yeah, sure did. A paradox of really boring things. Anyways, we don't have a genre five.
That's
we give
what
any
this
more
is.
News. Boring things.
No, that's what I'm saying. This whole podcast is a paradox of boring things.
That's true. Well, no, they're not boring.
They
Battlefront 2 looks
they
amazing.
Press play, and they're like,
pray.
I've been here before.
Oh, damn, and I'm here again somehow.
Paul's calling him out on one little word slip that he also rectified right after. Fucking A, I've heard it before.
And not only that, like, I fuck up so many words, and you just let me go by. You're like, it's okay, friend.
Oh, no, I'm just like, no notes for that.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Do you have any more news? Do you have any news at all?
News? Yeah. So I had some real vivid dreams last night.
Ooh.
I'd really like to tell you about them, but I forgot during the day. You know how that happens? You have a vivid dream, and for the first 2 hours, you're like, fuck, man, that was crazy. I remember this, this, and this. And the memory legitimately erases over the course of 8 hours. And I'm like,
if not shorter than that, like, that I'll was, like 2 hours, I'll that, be like, fuck.
That, I don't know, it enveloped my morning and I can't remember it.
Yeah.
But you fucking, I don't know, you see a fucking trailer for a film and you can retain every detail and it sticks. It's so weird the way that shit falls. But
right. Well, you know what dreams are, right? Your brain just kind of filtering out bullshit, or sometimes something that you're dealing with internally, but usually it's just bullshit that you don't really like need. So maybe that's why. Maybe it's just kind of like, all right, here, it's experience done, and then it slowly trickles out.
We're not gonna re-remember it, dude. But keep like, moving.
Yeah.
You and should I'm like, keep a I'm gonna try to remember. I want to start.
You have a task on.
Yeah.
Or a Zoom. Or
I'm
whatever.
Thinking. Yeah, the task cam. I think I might like do
task
that.
Cam?
Like, pop open and be like, hey, what's up? Tascam, yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? This is Tony.
Hey, little kid.
I just woke up.
Y'all float down here.
Got a raging heart on. Got a crazy dream. Got a crazy dream.
Hiya, Georgie.
In other news, I'm working a 6-day stretch, so you know.
Wait, so do you know what the dream was?
Big Daddy. Oh,
I was like, why the fuck did you bring that up?
No, I was just telling you the weirdness of forgetting dreams real fast.
Oh, okay.
That's my news. Mm. I analyzed how much I didn't remember.
Wow, what a good...
Pretty deep, huh?
Non-story.
It's not. It's a story of forgetting.
Oh.
The forgetful story.
I can't remember any of the details. What a good story.
The forgotten story. It's like a fable that no one talks about.
That's
and it
like
never
the name,
got spread.
The name of your biography, The Forgotten Story.
Oh, I choked on my...
No, you just open up the book, it's all blank pages.
Uh-huh. Blank pages at the end.
Just says
and
the end.
None was remembered.
No, it just says Finn, because you're all
Finn.
Artsy and shit.
Dude, I was watching this. You see all those Masterclass little ads and shit, like Kevin Spacey does one.
Masterclass.
Have you ever seen those? They're on my Facebook all the time. They're online courses, like 22 or 30, however many the person picks, in all different subjects, but they're called Masterclass.
Yeah.
There was one by the guy who wrote... Glengarry Glen Ross. Mm. And he's talking about he's a writer. He's like a screenwriter and a playwright. And he was like, a story has a beginning, middle, and end, but it doesn't fucking have to be that specific. You can put the beginning wherever the hell you want.
Right.
If you're French. That's why French films are so fucking boring. Moving on. And like just like goes on. And it cracked me up because I'm like, oh, there are times I'm watching French films and it is very like
nonlinear.
Yeah, nonlinear as fuck, but not in some sort of exciting like
Kill
oh,
Bill,
like Crash, or something like that. It's more just like,
well, Kill Bill literally is that, right?
Did all that stuff come?
Isn't Kill Bill like, oh, here's this? Like,
they killed her at the first scene of the film.
Yeah, but that would be the beginning of the movie, I guess.
But it's showing.
Then they show it later on
as they're recapping more of that event.
That's why it's black and white.
That's why it's black and white.
I should watch Kill Bill again.
Time.
Yeah,
it is a big film. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like a big one to. Recall accurately who'd she kill in what order. I don't really know.
Pussy Wagon was first.
The fucking dude that gets her out of the coma.
Well, the dude that's
fucks her out of the coma.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like, here's some Vaseline, asshole.
That Thanks was the fucking bucks. He's a fucking Adam Sandler crony.
Really?
The dude that he gives the Vaseline to, he's the guy that was just like, okay. She takes the nurse dude is the fuck.
Yeah, that's car. Pussy Wagon.
Yeah.
The
guy,
fuck car.
The fuck car. No, he gives the fucking lube and like the dude pays him like $20 and he's like, don't punch her. Like, you know.
Yeah, don't leave marks.
She dries up. And it's a fucking, it's this weird like big headed dude that Adam Sandler uses as like this Cro-Magna man in a lot of his movies. Where
oh,
just,
the
like,
dude from Waterboy that was cross-eyed?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And he's also the dude that was... He unplugs the controller in Grandma's Boy while they're playing the
game.
Yeah,
he's his roommate that uses it on hookers.
Yeah. He laughs like that.
That fucker. Yeah, I was always like,
wow,
oh.
I never caught that.
Yeah.
Hmm, good one.
Because he's just forgettable because of what happens right after him.
Yeah, she smashes the dude's face in the door. Yeah.
Pretty intense. Bites that dude's tongue off by like stretching it.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Bites down. Damn.
Good soundbite right there.
Thank you.
Literal soundbite.
Bit my own teeth without biting my tongue off. Pretty impressive.
Woo!
I'm a real skilled guy.
Yeah, folly master.
No, I don't have any other real news in my life, man.
I'm working a 6-day week. Waka waka.
No, I'm just really tired. And
wait, so I'm working a 6-day week too.
We did this off air. It's a harsh comparison. We really don't want to make a flowchart of our responsibilities.
Well, we work the same amount of hours now. I work 40.
But I guess 40 hours of, like, It'd be the difference of flicking my penis or slamming it in a door.
Really? Break your back over 1,000 pans a week and come back to me and be like, yeah, it sucks.
I'm sorry.
Oh, do you want apple care?
God, it hurts. Just the thought of it. Just being like, I'm working, dude, flicking your penis. And then I'm over here like, God damn it, my penis fell off.
Maybe you just don't deal with things well.
No.
You're just bad at being a person.
Oh, boy. We do what 4 cellular companies do for activations.
Yeah.
That's not, no other companies do that.
I agree.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's a million fucking metrics and words and phrases.
Motherfuckers call me all the time. They're like, hey, your website's down. I'm like, cool. Never did anything with it. I've never even ordered online from our fucking company. And they're like, well, how can I get it to work? I'm like, I'm just going to fucking discount you whatever amount that you're getting. You're probably lying to me. I don't care.
Okay. Hey.
See, that's what I do.
Bygones be bygones. Our lives are equally stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like that. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Okay.
All right, so...
on to the next flick.
Yeah, so weekly recommendations and rejections?
I've seen nothing. I've been in a coma.
Oh.
I sleep in an fucked. I also sleep in an Iron Maiden now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my new bed. Why? I sanded down the spikes, and so now they just tickle my belly.
Oh, so that's why life's so hard for you.
Yeah, but I've been standing up. It's better for sleeping. You've never slept standing up, which it's actually way better for you. You have dreams, then you forget them. It's great.
Yeah, I don't have, like, many dreams.
Could you think of... do you think you dreamt more when you were a kid?
Yeah, probably. I was way more sober when I was a kid.
Do you think being drunk before sleep...
Yeah, usually just kind of like, yeah, well, I might be dreaming, but like, I don't think my brain's actively remembering it, if that makes sense.
I just didn't know if like on that, because it's so subconscious, same thing it's with, not
like,
really.
When I used to smoke like a ton of weed,
yeah,
like I wouldn't remember shit. And then I had to quit when I got pulled over and they found like a J in my car.
Yeah.
And the second cop wouldn't throw it on the ground like an asshole. And then I had to quit for 3 months before I was 18.
Yeah.
I dreamt every single night of that experience.
It was like, oh, the clouds have lifted.
Holy shit, it sucked, because they were not cool, like a lot of them.
I got lots of demons.
Yeah, like, I don't even know if it was demons. It was just, like, shitty fucking dreams.
Yeah.
Just bad ones. Like, the whole, like, water effect, like, you can't move quick, but you need to, like...
Yeah.
Ugh, it's anxiety-ridden.
I mean, I guess, in a perfect world, my dreams would be, like, lucid and vivid and fucking gnarly every night. Because I woke up so pumped for weird dreams.
There's this band called Hella Acoustic, I think. Okay. We used to listen to them like all the time back in the day. Like real like math rocky, but it was acoustic guitar and acoustic drum set.
I think I remember. Yeah.
And I believe acoustic drum set, I know it sounds like an asshole thing to say, but I think that's like with the snare, like not having like the things on the bottom of it and shit like that. I could be wrong, though. It's a drum set. Fuck it. Go ahead.
Acoustic drum set.
All right. So...
congas?
Yeah, it's only hands, no sticks. That makes it acoustic. No, but they had this one part in it, and it's like, imagine if you dreamed a dream for like 1,000 years, and you can make whatever you want, and it's always good, and it's always awesome, and it's always what you want it to be. Now, after so long, you would want it to be different, and you wouldn't want to know what's going to happen, so then you would want something bad to happen, so you had to experience that. Isn't that fucked up to think about?
Well, then that's like what if you could control, would decide to do.
Because you get so bored of the fucking, like, knowing what's going to happen that, like, that's why, like, actual life is a good thing to have because, like, it's spontaneous. Things happen that are bad or good or anything. You can't have the sweet without the sour, I guess is what it's trying to say.
I dig that.
Yeah.
Was that in one of their songs?
Yeah, it's like this dude, like, he's, like, giving, like, a speech or something like that. Yeah, yeah, and, like, it's, like, in an interlude.
I was thinking of it's something really while you were saying that as well. And I do love that statement. Aren't all drum sets acoustic?
I think. Well, electric drum kit.
We were never talking about like those Roland electric pad drum kits.
Well,
any drum kit would be an acoustic instrument.
And again, that's why I said I think that I'm wrong.
Oh, I'm going to guarantee it.
Yeah. I'll take that.
I just like in my I'll head, I'm like, yep. Yeah. All right.
Tony won. Paul zero.
No. Paul half,
press the pray button.
Paul half a one. You agreed.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what I watched this week? Because I didn't actually have anything happen to me that was worth mentioning to anyone ever.
So we're hopping into weekly recommendations. I want to get like a hockey goal sound. Like,
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Or the doon 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 doon, that fucking to be continued song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that would, I don't know if that would work on a podcast as well.
And then we just stop. We don't say anything.
That'd be they really... go,
did they just, did, are they a living meme and they just stop, pause themselves?
That was
what
really
a
cool.
Bunch
if
of assholes.
Ever seen the To Be Continued like vines and stuff like that? Tony and I watched a video. It was like where memes come from or something like that, or what memes mean.
Yeah.
Which is very
origins,
hard to say. Yeah, the origin of memes. But yeah, it's this dude that just voiceovers and shit like that, and he explains, I guess, every meme, but we watched the To Be Continued one, and it's actually really interesting.
Yeah, it's a...
Anime-based.
Yeah, it's a strange anime-based fucking origin, and they based the music portion of the To Be Continued part of the meme on a band from the fucking, like, 80s or 70s.
Yeah, called Yes.
Called Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Nuts.
Well, no, the whole thing came from the anime.
Yeah, the whole thing came from the anime, but the anime was like, oh, how about this track from the 70s
real
quick,
and they used
for
like
10 seconds.
An arrow that said To Be Continued after it, and then you find out that that was actually the band Yes.
So weird.
Yeah, it is odd.
So yeah, this week I watched The Gunman for like the third time.
Oh.
It's as good as like Sicario's or like fucking like Way of the Gun or just The Hunted, like... Films I just don't get sick of and I could watch once a year.
Matrix.
Like, just a solid, dope fucking movie.
How often do you watch Star Wars?
Oh, I don't watch Star Wars, like, barely ever. If it's on TV, I'll watch it.
So you just, like, catch, like, here and there?
Yeah, I'll catch it because it's been, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing with even The Matrix. Like,
do you ever
not...
have, like, a hankering to just, like, sit down and watch, like, 8 movies in a row?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I know I'm going to have... a hankering for something like that when it comes to series once Game of Thrones over. I think I'll have like huge fucking like festivals of where
did
I'll
your
watch
whole
it all.
Incense been light on fire?
Why?
I can smell it up here.
Oh, well, I mean, it's powerful incense.
That's very powerful. It's going to start leaving my door open so you can make my room smell not like pizza.
Dude, it's hot dope, dude. It's nice.
That's what it's called?
Oh, no, it's called... No, I think it's called like something like fucking like Castle Boner or something like that, like Blue Castle Boner.
Castle Boner.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Something like a really tall ancient boner.
Oh, right on.
But it's good.
Phallic Castle.
Yeah, no, The Gunman, Sean Penn, Javier Bardem, fucking really dope fucking like international assassin film.
Yeah.
They work for different companies, they're hired guns, they're mercenaries, then they've all gone their own ways for, like, years, and Sean Penn realizes, like, oh, shit, these dudes from this one job are all getting killed.
Yeah.
Where the fuck do I come into this? Like, I'm trying to just work for, like, a non-government organization building wells, and there's assassins coming after me.
Right.
And it's bad. Like, it's more badass than I ever thought, I would say, I think Sean Penn is, because I never see him as that kind of actor.
Yeah, he doesn't play that in Milk.
No, or I Am Sam. Like, that's like...
Oh, damn, when he falls on that cake and his daughter's like, you fucking asshole! He ruined everything! I'm like, whoa, he has a mental disability.
He is fully handicapped.
Yeah, dang, girl.
Well, people are dicks.
Was that Dakota Fanning?
I don't know. I cannot remember that film.
Really? I just remember him, like, so stoked running with that fucking cake.
And
he
just
like,
eats it, yeah.
Oh, and right on top of it, I Am Sam Cape
no,
Scene. No,
really good fucking, like, I don't know. Almost feels like...
It is Dakota Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer, yeah.
A clean, no bullshit assassin feeling movie, like John Wick. Like, it's not hokey.
Gotcha.
It feels doable.
I'm in.
If you're... Jesus, John Wick's so fucking fast.
How many motherfucking impacts, brah?
Oh, 9.5 fucking impacts, because I can watch that shit. It's tight.
It's almost a perfect deep impact.
Dude, it's like full of rude boys and
that's almost as if like they didn't break up the meteors and it hit the earth and it died.
No. That would be 10?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's almost...
I would never...
almost that.
I would never say 10.
We've given something to 10
something
before.
Something probably got a 10.
Yeah, we've probably given a bunch
like
out.
No Country for Old Men or something like that.
No,
got a 10.
It was something else. Like
something
fucking King
better?
Kong.
No. Nah, I don't. You say bullshit. And
like
I,
the
I'm,
perfect film.
I'm going to call it bullshit, you know?
So yeah, it has to be like the perfect like everything.
Oh,
but also like some movies like in their category like obtain
are the
that.
Best, yeah.
Yeah, they get the
10. If you're looking at just category.
Like, yeah, not of all time.
Yeah.
Like what has everything?
No, barely any movies have everything. That's kind of what they strive to, maybe?
You think?
But what I want in everything is different than what you want in everything.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have quite as many like gay robots. Like,
whoa.
Well, you do love Transformers.
I don't understand why you have to point out their sexuality.
Well, they all just kind of pee on each other and like
that happened
pee
one
on
time.
Humans.
One time they pissed on a person, okay?
Got my fluids on him.
It was Bumblebee and he didn't talk. Talked through a car radio. Let's recall the film, huh? All right, so I saw a movie.
Good.
Yeah, shocking, right?
Yeah.
I watched Arnold Schwarzenegger's new movie.
Yeah.
Aftermath.
Seemed like a real downer.
Oh, it fucking is.
Is it any action Arnold or is it serious drama Arnold?
Drama Arnold, which he's bad at and he's not good. I rated the movie 5 deep impacts. I'm just going to get that right off my chest.
Yeah.
But it's based on a true story based in Columbus, Ohio, and it's fucked up.
The story itself, yeah.
The story itself is fucked up. Arnold's just not that great. He's not bad. Don't get me wrong. Like, he's decent, but like, just him having an Austrian accent is just fucking odd.
Like, where'd you put him? Oh, rural Ohio?
He's in Columbus, Ohio, and he's like a fucking construction worker.
Nah.
He's like,
don't believe it.
Ah, did you put up the beans? Yeah. It's like, what? Did he say beans or beams? I have no idea.
Yep.
But fucking. Anyways.
Only you.
So what happens is that he goes to pick up his family from the airport. The two planes collided because the air traffic controlman that was watching it was doing something else. He's held responsible and then found like not guilty for it like that.
Yeah.
Takes the severance package and changes his name and shit. Like a year later, like Arnold goes and confronts him.
Yeah.
And spoilers, if you're going to watch Aftermath, don't listen to this part.
Yeah.
You're not. Stabs him in the fucking neck.
Oh.
While his wife and like son are there. And his wife and son like had left him for a while because he was going insane from the guilt.
Yeah.
And people were writing like murderer in red spray paint on the front of his house and killer and shit like that.
Yeah, you do that.
Finally moved, changed his name. He's like a travel agent now and shit. Yeah. And they come over like one time to like hang out and like, you know, trying to rebuild their lives. And he shows up and he's like, look at my picture of my family. You killed him. All he wants is an apology.
Yeah.
And the dude is like, you have to get out of here. I'm going to call the cops. Fuck you. Like, just being real shitty. He didn't say fuck you. Arnold gets up, stabs him in the neck. Or stabs him in the stomach. And the dude's like, what the fuck? And then stabs him in the neck. And then the fucking wife walks out. And she's like, what the fuck? And then the kid walks out and sees his dying father there.
Pukes all over his fucking shirt.
No, they're both crying. She carries him to the couch. And Arnold's like, it's okay. It's okay. Don't be scared. And sits next to him.
Huh? What?
And then it's just like 10 years later, and he's in jail.
Oh, cool.
And then the ending's pretty fucked up.
All right.
But, I mean, like, the ending was kind of cool. Like, there were some parts that were twist, definitely. But for the most part, it was meh.
All right, cool.
Yeah. New Arnold, though. It's out on VOD if you want to check it out. $6.99 fucking standard definition.
I wouldn't pay 69 cents.
Nice, my dude.
All right, Knuckles.
Sick.
Okay.
Around a podcast and I
moving on
aren't heard.
I watched all awesome movies. Okay.
I did not. Whoa, Curse of Chucky.
Well, yeah. Curse of Chucky, I give that one a 6 because it doesn't have any rewatchability for me.
True.
But for what it is, and I hate fucking Chucky's, it was a pretty solid fucking Chucky.
Pretty fucking wild, right?
Yeah.
The way that they tie in everything, you're like, that's kind of dope.
Not as good as 2, but not anywhere near as shitty
as
the
honestly,
others.
If I like told you like, hey, read this like fucking graphic novel, it's like the equivalent to 6 issues of a comic of this Chucky movie.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this is fucking sick.
Now,
the fact that
it's
a movie,
dope,
it's kind of meh, but
it was pretty dope.
I guess
every
like a
character
6-5.
Was expendable. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I watched a documentary called The 7-5, and it was, dude, it hit me out of nowhere. I'm like, all right. It
you
says,
cry?
No, not like that. Oh. Like, it was like in the fucking 80s. There was a fucking cop that, like, catapulted himself above all others in terms of how shitty he was and how crooked he was.
Yeah.
And literally, like, this dude's on trial during the documentary in the 80s, and they're asking him these questions, and you'd think, like, a guy like that, he's assumed full guilt for all of it. But you don't, as the viewer, you're just listening to him, and, like, the first question is, like, do you feel like you've abandoned the police force and endangered the city you live in by bringing in massive amounts of drugs and violence and literally like being a fucking alcoholic, drug addict, gangster?
Yeah.
He goes, well, I've always been part cop. That's why I wouldn't rat out cops. I don't like rats, but I'm also equal part gangster. And I always knew that. And that's who I am. Thank you. Like, to the fucking, like, congressional board and all that in public.
Whoa.
And it goes on and on like that, and it shows all these dudes that were
seven to five.
The 75.
Oh, the 75. Okay.
Because it's about the 75th precinct in
okay,
New York.
Yeah, I don't know if he worked like that. Was like a shift.
Yeah, no. He was in precinct 75, and in precinct 77, I guess like right before, his name was like Mike Dow, and right before he kind of like, I don't know, I guess accepted that he was gonna start doing gangster shit and like work with criminals and. Dude, pull over a fucking drug dealer, take $500 off him, tell him to go fuck himself. He's not going to report you, and you made $500.
Yeah.
What the fuck was he? He was like, dude, I'm making fucking like $15K a year. Fuck you.
Right. It's mainly trying to be muscle.
Yeah.
Because you have the badge.
And I feel like so powerful and invincible. I'm a fucking cop.
Yeah.
And I can run the street, and they know me now. So some dude in the precinct 77 did it. And he was, like, stealing shit out of evidence lockers and selling drugs on the streets, like coke and shit and heroin. And they busted him, and there was this big thing about, like, this one cop. No one really knew he was that dirty. But the police force was like, God damn it. Like, we look like fucking assholes.
Totally.
And so when he started up, he's like, I knew these fucking brass didn't want any more heat. So they're not going to come at me, even though everyone in the fucking precinct knows I drive a goddamn Corvette now.
Yeah.
And they know who I am. And they say, don't fuck with me because I'm dirty.
Right.
I'm not going to hear it from my fucking manager or my shift leader because they know that they don't want to start this shit.
The press, too.
I'm still doing my job.
Right.
When it comes to like.
It has to be some
form
of like.
It's so weird, dude.
The press, though, too. Like, they can't like have that being a thing. That's like the same thing
exactly.
with the clergy, like raping kids and shit like
exactly.
that. They're like, we just don't want the bad name.
Just
pretend move
it's
him
not
the
out
fuck
there.
Out. Yeah.
As long as he's not like literally on camera shooting people in his badge.
We're good.
Yeah. Like mowing down toddlers.
Yeah. Rumors are way different than proof.
But it became so nuts to where. And this isn't even giving away like the ending of what his life was like as this cop. It's in the preview. He was making fucking like. $10K a fucking week in retainers from different gangsters in different areas. He would go and just pick up his protection money and tell them if there was any activity for raids and make like $10K a week.
Yeah, he's basically like Negan.
Baller. Drive his dirt money from drug dealers down to Atlantic City and fucking flip it by gambling and then fucking roll back to town. Him, his wife, his partner, like all these dudes. It's fucking crazy.
That's wild. What do you give it?
That one, for a documentary, man, that one's a 9. That thing's dope. Like, it was a really good documentary.
That's right off the check. That sounds really interesting.
And it's new. It's not like, you know, it's an older documentary.
I got you.
Did
they actually interview the dude?
Yeah, he's
Whoa,
in it.
That's
he's in it
up.
Now because he did. You'll see. Like, but yeah, he is. He's in it. His long-term partner's in it. His ex-wife is in it. That dude's ex-wife is in it. And like two other cops.
Right on.
And the fucking two gangsters that he was really close with.
Wow.
When he's doing all this coke shit.
People just don't give a fuck about as long as they're on camera.
Yeah. It's well, insane. It's all like a lot of them already like did their sentence for it. And they're like, cool.
Yeah,
like,
we're
fucking,
good to go.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Let me put on my like big aviator glasses and I'll talk about it. Like,
right on.
I watched a movie called Win It All, which is all about this fucking, I don't know, like a schlub dude, like fucking fucking parking cars in New York City, making like $500 a week, but like he'd gamble it all. He was just a fucking loser. Like
yeah, ballet.
He lost everything all the time, like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking like ghetto dude brings over this fucking bag of money, and he's like, "Listen, homie, like don't look in here. I don't want anyone else to have it because nobody knows you. Fucking just put it in the fucking closet. I got to go away for like 6 to 9 months. I know I'm going in for it. Don't look in there. You get $10K when I'm out." You want fucking $10K? Just don't look.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. You know what I mean?
Looked.
Oh, there's fucking $80,000 in here. Starts slowly just burning it and like digging himself into an, like, you can't get out hole.
It's the Dumb and Dumber IOU
yeah,
briefcase.
Fucking, dude, it's so, I mean, it's ridiculous.
$345,000. That's one to keep on to.
The end isn't what I wanted, but it was one of those, I guess I'd call it like a fucking coffee house movie.
Okay, what was
yeah.
this called?
Win It All.
All right, yeah.
I'd give it a fucking like 5 out of 10. It
Not
really wasn't. Yeah, like I was like, cool, fun enough, like whatever.
Yeah,
boring. Beyond that, I watched a little bit of the second season of Documentary Now. Oh, Documentary Now! Bill Hader
mm-hmm.
and Maya Rudolph is in it sometimes.
Who's
and,
that?
She was on SNL in the '90s. She's
All right, go ahead.
Just a comedian. And I always forget. just move on. I have no idea who you're babbling about, you fat
Jesus
idiot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, could you be any more vague? on SNL in the 90s.
And gave me your full name.
Like I was going to go, oh yeah, that. Bill Hader and Fred Armisen.
Okay.
And what they do is they just, the whole series, Documentary Now, is a it's spoof versions of real documentaries. So like Grey Gardens about these two crazy women who live in this abandoned house. Like it's Bill Hader and Fred Armisen being them.
Okay.
And like in the documentary, like it's, you have to, I guess have seen the documentaries makes it better. Because in the documentary, the chicks in Grey Gardens are like, I took this shawl, but I made it a hat and it's really nice and it keeps my head warm and it's nice. And then Bill Hader in the fucking documentary now, he's like, yeah, I found these trousers on the ground. I killed the person and then I put them on. I said, I'm sexy. I'm going to keep them on. The blood keeps my hair lotioned. Like it's accentuating all of their craziness in a comedy fucking show. But it's fucking hilarious, like if you know the documentaries. So
if I don't know the documentaries, I will not like it.
You wouldn't know the inside jokes. They're still fucking funny. There's one I watched called Globesman that's about a documentary I've never seen, but it's fucking hilarious because it's all about like these 50s dudes, these dudes in the 50s going around door to door selling globes. And like these little kids are just like, we don't want your fucking globes, loser. And like throwing snowballs at him. He's like, fucking globe life bullshit.
That's
like,
funny.
Could have been a firefighter.
I don't know if I'd watch that. But
no, it is a acquired taste. It's okay. Like a fucking IFC show. Like,
speaking of IFC, I just watched some of the Whitest Kids You Know
fuck yeah.
Skits. Fucking goddamn it. If not the one, the alien autopsy.
Yeah, the fucking, what is it, Reese's Pieces?
Yeah, it's Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces. Yeah, I know.
Reese's Pieces, yeah, they cut him open Reese's like everywhere. Pieces? And he's like fucking just dumping out Reese's Pieces. Fucking, damn it, I just did it.
Pieces.
Reese's Pieces everywhere. And at the end of the skit, a fucking Mexican dude walks in. He's like, oh, what are you doing? My pinata. That's one of my favorite ones. And there's also another one where they're in, like, Guess Whose Mom Died for a Sucker. I don't know if that's the name of the skit, but I'm sure if you said Whitest Kids You Know,
yeah,
Mom Dies for a Sucker or some shit like that. They're in a classroom of kids, and they're answering questions, and they're getting a sucker basket and stuff like that. And someone comes in with a card, and she's like, I had horrible news. Someone's mom died in a car accident. And everyone's like, oh, my God. She's like, would anyone like to guess who it is for a sucker? And so they just start going around the room pointing fingers and shit like that. It's such a good fucking sketch. And I wanted to mention this because the reason why I was starting to watch Whitest Kids You Know is because of Mike Calhoun, Jeremy Shear. They have like a sketch group called Sad Boy Club. And it's fucking awesome. They're at Michelle's, I think, like once a month or so. And then they're in Cleveland every third month of the year. Go check it out. It's really good.
Sick.
But yeah, like it definitely has that inherent, like, Whitest Kids You Know, like, type of feel to it. Like, they're very dark sketches and they're very funny.
Awesome.
That's also what I watched.
I like it.
And also fucking...
oh, my God.
Sorry, yeah, Chad Weaver. Oh, damn. no, I went and saw a show of his at the Rialto Theater in Kenmore. Thriller Be Thrilled. It is fucking awesome. It's a lot of sketch work, too, and stuff like that with stand-up comedy. And they also have, like, roast battles at Sad Boy Club and or Sad Boys Club. And they'll have, like, one stand-up, like, roast battle, and then, like, six or seven sketches. Kind of the same feel with Chad.
Yeah.
But it's in the, like, he has, like, some videos and stuff like that. It's really fucking good. Like, that's, like, good shit going on in Akron right now. And I think both are free admission, maybe donations.
Yeah, that's good.
Go check them out. They're really good.
Fuck yeah.
All right, you want to hop into Test of Tony?
Yeah, Test of Tony. We can move right on.
Phenomenon. We're going to just give me the...
Phenomenon. Listen.
Phenomenon. You did it.
I know, but that was all I wanted. Oh, my God. John Travolta in this no award winner from 19 Who Gives a Fuck. It's a movie starring a cast of actors who have done way better. That being said, oh my God, why am I forgetting his name?
John Travolta.
No, his fucking best friend. His fucking best friend who has the fucking ham radio.
Kyra
radio.
Sedgwick.
What?
That's a girl. Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker. Yeah, way better in lots of
other
movies. You
should have said like fucking like lazy eye.
Should have just said what, half NyQuil face?
Dang.
Dang.
That was a tough one. Robert Duvall's in it too. Old dead guy. He's not even dead.
Days of Thunder jogging old man.
You know the guy that looks like the Crypt Keeper? I'm like, oh yeah, Robert Duvall.
My notes for this are worst montage music ever.
What was it?
Fucking dude, just the shittiest 90s songs. Like I'm sure there was like a fucking Reba McEntire, like, man, I feel like I love it. And he's building a barn or something.
Yeah.
Like, it just absolutely bad. Ripped me out of the scene and threw me off a cliff.
Okay.
I was, I literally was like, click, 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 next.
Oh, you skipped through?
Oh, I skipped through. Dude, I can see the montage. I don't need to hear the song.
All we need is a montage.
Yeah. I don't know.
Montage.
Nope.
Did you say it again?
Not hitting it. Not hitting it.
You got a great voice.
And over,
most of you might not know, but Tony's a singer.
Fuck off.
Voice of an angel.
Fuck off.
I'll put it, the spaceship song he does at the end of this podcast.
I don't need that.
I wouldn't do that. It's too much work.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I might do it now.
Fuck you.
It might be enough of a fuck you to you.
I would prefer Ben Queller than spaceship.
I don't have that.
Well, go on YouTube.
Mm.
Overuse of the name George. Everyone calls him George at the beginning of and end of every fucking sentence they speak.
Trying to drive it home, dude.
George, where are you going later there, George?
George.
Honestly, it's fucking weird like how it's written, or they all really, really dug the name George and just added more of them
it
from the
script.
It
weirds me out when I'm like talking to someone and only that person.
Oh, hey, Paul.
No, they're like, Paul, you don't understand. I'm like, motherfucker,
I'm right here. Yeah, I get it.
Why the fuck are you saying my name?
Uh-huh.
If you this were isn't like a fucking
Tony,
like,
I'd be like, ugh.
What's Beyonce's group called?
Destiny's Child?
Yeah, it's not Destiny's Child song. I don't need that shit. Joke would have been better had I remembered the name, but it's all right.
I helped you get there.
Yeah,
barely.
Thank you.
Crawling.
Yeah, crawling to the finish line on that piece of shit.
Fucking legs got chopped off.
But yeah, like,
through.
Like you don't understand, Paul. I'm like, I do, because we're talking only me and you.
You don't need to specify the human.
Please stop
you're speaking
saying
to.
My fucking name. Say, dude, man, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Bitch, loser,
so weird.
Douchebag.
Okay,
asshole.
Yeah, those happen a lot, but I wouldn't like them.
No, that's just funny. Like his face, he's just like, okay,
all right.
Turn the dial down.
That kind of hurt.
Bet, ease it off.
Now, how do you like the spoon moving? Because I know you like the Matrix.
Fucking A, you moron. The telekinesis makes no fucking sense to everything else that he's doing, other than the fact that I guess if a tumor
he's struck by lightning, right?
No, not at all.
What happens?
A malignant tumor is growing in his brain, and those are visions he got just from fucking like it shocking like his head from the inside. Like he's getting actual like pulses of electricity inside his brain.
Was powder struck by lightning?
Yeah, powder gets hit by lightning.
Wait, before he becomes powder?
That gets him to be powder.
Okay, right on. Yeah. That's okay. That's
then I think he gets struck.
These came around the right around the same time.
Yeah.
And one's called Phenomenon with a P.
Yeah.
And the other one's called Powder with a P.
Yeah, they both have the letter P, so I understand.
And they're both in 1996, I'm guessing, when it was Powder.
Oh,
made.
Boy. It's a tumor 95. That's pressing upon his brain, and it's giving him more brain capacity than anyone else has ever had, but it also is killing him.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But, like, the fucking phenomenon of the telekinesis doesn't make much sense, but I don't know much about non-fucking physical phenomena, so I don't know if when you could use 100% of your brain, that meant you also get telekinesis. Who knows? Either way, it was kind of a bullshit part of it. And the girl that he likes is actually a fucking asshole and just shits on him the whole movie. Tells him to go fuck himself. He's a goddamn genius and he's nice to her kids and fucking...
He's a good dude.
Yeah, in every way. George Malley's a good dude. George.
George, okay. George. Hey, I'm going to blow your mind. Guess what else came out in that year?
Powder.
No, that was 1995. I already told you that. Guess what else came out in that year?
What?
Michael.
Oh, wow.
Him being the guardian angel. Isn't that fucked up?
Dude, he played so many weird, stupid movies that year.
That was like the same movie almost.
Pretty much.
No, I'm an angel.
City of Angels.
Oh, dang. No, that was with our boy.
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
And Iris from Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, dang. I was like, where's my phone? I'm playing it.
I need to play it. I give this boy a fucking 4 because I'll never watch it again.
Cool. Wow, 4. That seems kind of high for how much you hated the name George.
No, I mean, because there were redeeming factors, like there were good actors, but they weren't at their best, slash there were cool parts. Like, some of the stuff he was discussing scientifically seemed awesome. And
yeah, definitely.
There were I liked George as a guy.
I remembered being like, this movie's like really intriguing. I remembered being the same way about Michael, but I feel like now if I watch it, I'm like, oh, this is dog shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I didn't watch it, so haha. All right, movie of the week. BFG.
BFG.
Steven Spielberg, right?
Big fun giant.
Yeah, big fucking guy.
Big fucking gun from Doom.
No, yeah, right. Or BFC was the monster one, big fucking can. Mm. But yeah, so it was big friendly giant, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. So, all right. It's weird, because this movie is definitely made for someone with the brain capacity of me.
Uh-huh.
But also...
So a 12-year-old.
Thank you. That's yeah. pretty high. I thought
no, I'm saying like it's not built for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds. I think it is built for 12, 13, 14, 15.
You don't think they'd be... yeah, you're probably right. They'd probably be like, this is fucking boring.
Yeah, they would.
Probably like, what, 12 to like maybe like 15 if they're eccentric?
Yeah.
And then,
or
like,
they like whimsical, yeah.
Or if like it's later on in life and you like that whimsical type of stuff, it will speak yeah. to your inner child. It did it for a little bit.
It lost me at the end, brother.
Yeah.
So hard. The beginning, cool. Like, it's very unique and it's very, I guess I'd call it almost Guillermo del Toro-ish in his earlier work to where you're like engrossed by it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, this giant has so much to him.
Well, you also
speaks unique. Like,
you fall into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really,
I guess it's what
transports you.
Means.
Yeah. moving on.
Let me explain this so I can understand.
Pulling the fucking boat underwater.
I'm drowning us. I don't care.
Like, little detail that you wouldn't see in higher budget films that had other worlds. Mm-hmm. Even to the extent of like Lord of the Rings, like, there wasn't a ton of really unique detail in the like the orcs world other than, oh, they're fiery and they have steel plate armor.
Well, and
like,
they
growl
and
like drool.
And they come from the earth and you cut them open from their sacks. I don't understand
but,
why.
But like, they don't have like possessions.
How
they
are
don't
they
have
growing?
Like fucking things. They don't have friends. Like, you know what I mean? There's
yeah,
no,
definitely.
There's
is...
no like humanity there. So you feel disconnected.
You
like,
know
those
what
are worthless
like,
things to kill.
It felt like to me kind of how Harry Potter felt the first time you watched it. You're like, wow, this is like
a ton of shit.
Yeah, just a ton of dumb little
yeah.
shit that's a little bit different, but a little cooler
yep.
than our world.
Like him using like these weird, like half word, like almost like childlike
well, it's
evolution
saying, like,
of words.
Thunder, you say like thunder.
Yeah.
Like shit like that, yeah.
Yeah, there was loud thunder last night.
Yeah.
Like, and saying like little things, pluraling stuff when you shouldn't. Like,
right.
But it's understandable, but it's also endearing because you're like, oh, he's like a simple giant.
Yeah,
like,
simple Jack.
But inside, yeah, dude, he's good. He's a good dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And his fucking occupation's really crazy and cool,
he's
too.
He's a dream catcher.
Yeah, like, dude's like
a
fucking...
literal dream catcher. And then he concocts dreams and then fucking fires them off like a dart gun
yeah,
into fucking
humans.
Yeah,
can literally like, be like, there you go, enjoy that one.
Or a nightmare. I'm feeling
a little
pissed
stank
tonight.
On that one.
It is weird, like, but it was very neat to watch him concoct the dreams. The whole movie's very imaginative, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, like, if I had to, like, give it
yeah.
a number, which I do.
Yep.
Because that's our show.
You are right.
Like a 6.5.
I would say, yeah. The way I felt about, like, it was too far and too corny at the end. The end, in my opinion, is one of the, I don't know. Like
that he can
just,
hear?
It took a hot shit on its own. So, dude, with like the fucking like.
Are you talking about like when they.
When
like,
they're going to the castle and shit.
Okay,
and like
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
more
yeah.
of like otherworld. I'm yeah. like, get the fuck out of here.
I got you.
I hated the mixing of the two. Helicopters, the fuck.
I mean, I don't know, kind of like Kong.
I thought that was stupid. Kong's cool.
But that is kind of like Kong. They literally go through a shadowy sky. Like,
yeah, it's just not good, like Kong.
I agree.
Kong was cool.
Yeah, I mean, that motherfucker.
How enjoyable was that fucking shit?
Oh,
Jesus.
So good.
He's so goddamn big.
He is.
I
don't understand the scale of him, really, because it changes so much throughout the movie.
Truly.
Yeah, I'm like, they should have been able to see him from, like, Canada. That motherfucker is massive.
This is nothing but... All the mountaintops were, like, 80-degree angle mountains.
Yeah.
So he could be behind it and just walk. Open, hey.
Yeah, and other times he's surrounded by mountains that are way taller than him. I'm like, I don't, where, is this different? I don't understand this.
This geography's confusing.
Yeah, I really wish that they would just show him next to like a building I know of, yeah. So I can get it. Yeah,
put a fucking like a fucking Honda Civic next to his foot.
How about this? Get him next to the Freedom Tower so I know what we're dealing with here. Anyways, BFG.
I give it a fucking a 6 for its ingenuity and its really cool depth for the Giants world.
Wait. Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you give him like a 6 in that category. I'm like, no. I felt like that was way bigger, but no. The 6 as a whole. 6
as a whole, because I think the actual characters are nothing of any depth or worth, as well as the
BFG
ending.
BFG is. And I feel like...
I'm sorry, I meant humans.
Okay, yeah, the Giants were too. The little girl I didn't care for at all.
I don't care about any of that.
Yeah, I didn't...
I don't care about orphanage, I don't care about girl.
But
I
wonder if
that
would have connected to someone that, you know, is an orphan or is, like, a girl or something like that. You might have, like, connected a little bit more, but, like, I don't know, I just could not, like, put myself in that. But once BFG came around, I'm like, oh, that's my boy.
Look at that big dog. Yeah, but, like, there's a movie called Hugo that's built for kids, I think, of around the same age. It's
Hugo's
not,
actually a fucking comic.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's the CGI one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched part of it.
It's, like, a fucking dope movie.
I couldn't really put myself in his shoes either.
I enjoyed it. I've lived in clock towers in bus stations before, Paul, so... And I fixed them.
Yeah, like Siler.
That's what my dad did. And I do that for
I can't believe you didn't catch that Heroes reference right there.
What, Siler? Oh, Siler, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, he's the fucking clock
little clock maker.
Fixer.
Maker?
Well, didn't he fix clocks? That's how he learned how they worked.
What
and that's why
it,
he
a clocksmith?
Went, I don't know. Yeah, sure. We'll
cool.
go with that.
Yeah, clocksmith.
Yeah, that's what this episode will be called.
You're like a cocksmith.
Yeah, cocksmith. I don't know if iTunes will accept that one. We'll go look.
I give it a 6. It's enjoyable, but if you're not 14 to like 15 and whimsical, you will have to put yourself there.
Yeah, you're gonna go through some shit.
Yeah.
All right. So next week we are going to watch The Prestige.
Oh fuck yes, we
for
are.
For movie of the week
slash. I already watched a third of it.
I couldn't wait.
I'm so fucking excited.
Now we have to figure out.
I already got one.
Oh dang.
We should just do D2. Just get it over with. We've had it on the list of potentials for a while.
Mighty Ducks D2?
Yeah. Just move on.
Knuckle Puck, motherfucker.
For one that good and I know I'm going to love, we'll do D2 because who the fuck knows what I think.
I'm not really sure how that one's going to fly.
Who knows? Because it's like the group coming back when they're older, which is a better dynamic because you
it was
were
like
growing
two
older
or three
with them.
Years
yeah.
or some shit.
So they're like, what age were they? That's not middle school. That's high school,
now,
right?
Was the Cake Eater in the first one? I feel like he's in this one, right?
Well, they're Goldberg?
No,
Cakey to the white kid.
The rich
the
kid. They
called
him
kid,
yeah. They called him
and
Cake
they get
Eater
the fucking zones moved and shit for
yeah,
him.
And then he has to be on their team.
Yeah,
because
I think it's
this
Iceland
one?
In this one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I want to say the other one was like a fucking other local
it was the
team.
Hawks.
And Cakey Eater comes back.
Yeah. No, it was the Hawks because fucking Emilio
Hawks
was
and then
trained
Iceland.
By
yeah.
him and he fucking flubs on the last one and the dude yells
oh,
at
yeah,
him.
Oh, yeah, and he's like kind of like a fat older guy and he's like, I taught you what you knew.
Yeah.
What are you doing to me?
Right, yeah.
This one is
like,
more of like
me.
An Icelandic, like,
no,
Russian.
The first one was with Cake Eater, okay.
So I think Cake Eater gets introduced, but I think he's in the second one, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Yeah.
He's one of the main players.
We'll call this one Cake Eater.
Okay.
All right. Until next time, go burn books.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What? And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
you
a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
So they're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
that
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on... He is... got a drinking problem and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.